The following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
Cabba Radio, what's going on? Settle down.
God, there's a lot of people out there tonight.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Every week they show up and they get in the studio. Oh, they just show me the greatest love. The greatest love, E-Rock. E-Rock, welcome to Cabba Radio.
Thank you.
Would you do me a favor and just shut off that fan? It's really irritating. Thank you. Here we are on campus radio, shutting off fans because it's bloody hot. But you know what? I'd rather feel the heat of summer than hear the freaking sound of fans in my ear.
That's because you ain't wearing a jacket.
No, I'm not wearing a jacket because it's almost summertime. It's still spring, but summertime. It's the summer of love, I feel. Love. The summer of love. I went for a huge bike ride today, E-Rock.
Where'd you go?
I went, okay, get this. Started at my house. I live near Trout Lake. Mm. Just so you know, Cab Radio listener, I'm going somewhere with this.
Yeah.
I started my house, Trout Lake, went with my buddy. We went all the way over to the Second Narrows Bridge. Went over the Second Narrows Bridge, did a little North Van tour, went back across North Van, then went over the Lionsgate Bridge, then through the park, Stanley Park, down to the seawall, and then over the Burrard Street Bridge, then down through over to the seawall again on the other side, and up back to Maine, back to Trout Lake.
Holy crap, Lance, how are your legs feeling?
You know, I feel great, and I was quite surprised. I said to my buddy who I went on the bike ride, I'm like, I can't believe I made it. But I guess all that walking I do, I just haven't rode a bike in a while. And the reason I'm talking about biking is because I was out today and I really saw a lot of, you know, beautiful people out there today. It was sunny. I'm on my bike ride. I feel good. And it just got me thinking about love because the springtime is here. The springtime. It's almost summer. And it's the summer of love. And almost every animal on the planet is searching out for love, looking for love. Well, they're not really, most of them aren't looking for love. They're just looking to bang so they can procreate their species. But there are a few. There are a few species that actually look for love, such as pigeons.
Do they?
Yes. And you know how I can tell? Because the same two pigeons fuck almost every day on top of the roof on the house beside me.
How do you know that they're on there every day, Teddy?
Because, you know, I'm a nighttime guy. I lay there in the afternoon, and they're giving one of these at 1 in the afternoon every day.
Give them a little watch.
They do. They're horny little pigeons, man. They're great stuff. So I've been thinking about love all day, and actually I've been thinking about it a lot lately, I think because of the sun, and, you know, everyone's trying to show off all these birds, like, waving their funny feathers around. And even in the cabaret world, you start to see people hooking up a little bit more, maybe looking for that person, maybe to have some summer fun so that when they get to fall, they can nestle up and, you know, store
some
nuts. And stay warm. And it just got me thinking about love. And, you know, I'm a pretty single guy a lot of the time. And I actually heard this old school track the other day. I think it was from 88. It's from LL Cool J. It's called I Need Love. And it came out, you know, right after he put out his first album where he's all like, you know, yeah, I'm a gangsta. Mm. And then he put out I Need Love, which was a pretty brave thing to do at the time because, you know, it was all a song about not wanting to be a player anymore and wanting to feel the love and wanting to, like, find love and not be...
I'm sure at that stage in his career, that's where he was at.
Yeah, exactly. You know, getting all the pussy and all that sort of stuff. And he put out this song, and I heard it the other day, and made me start thinking about love again. So, you know what? I was going to play it for you. Tonight on the show, it's all about love, sort of. We're going to hear
There's
a love
a bit of
song.
Love flowing around.
And Franklin's going to talk about the love of theater, although he may dish theater. I'm not sure.
Dish?
Yeah, like wash it up, get it clean.
Oh, I got you.
Show you what it's really underneath, you know, because theater, Franklin T. Snyder is on the show tonight, and he's going to tell you how to get into shows that you want to see, and he's going to, you know, he's one of those guys that just loves theater, and he's going to get underneath the surface and tell us all about it. No bull, you know, just straight up, this is what you got to see, this is what you don't want to see. We also have Super. She's here tonight, going to be playing some jazzy tunes.
Mm-hmm. I've heard her play. Wonderful musician. You guys are going to dig this.
And we also have two movie producers and directors. I'm not sure which is which. I got that a little confused. But Kate Kroll, and Melissa James are here, and they're going to be talking about their new documentary, No Fun City. Maybe you saw Melissa James's documentary, I believe it came out last year, called Shake, Rattle, and Roll, all about the rockabilly scene here in Vancouver and beyond. And it was a great little film. I saw it actually last year at the Vancouver International Burlesque Festival, and it was great, so I'm excited to see this one. It's pretty much about sort of how Vancouver, with the Olympics coming, is becoming, you know, everyone's trying to push everything to the Granville, trying to control it, and there's all these fringe sort of music communities and people that want to do other types of things, and the venues in this city are disappearing, and Vancouver is becoming known as No Fun City. So they actually made a documentary. They talked to the manager of Cobalt, also Malice from the Sweatshop, a couple other people, including the director of Music Waste, which starts today, by the way. Music Waste, it's an awesome festival that's happening right now. We're going to talk a little bit later in the upcoming events. So it's a documentary about how Vancouver is sort of partly has emerging artists, but they're having a hard time finding a venue. So that's all on the show. But, you know, to get back to love, it's all about love. It's all about love. So I'm going to play that track for you that I talked about from LL Cool J. It's from his, I believe it's 87. I might have that wrong. Maybe 88. But it's from way back. It's early LL. It's from his album Bigger and Deafer. But first, speaking of love, have a listen to this.
Now, it's time for Dating Tips with Teddy Smooth.
Hi, it's Teddy Smooth. In this episode, love. You and I have a great sexual connection. In fact, it's pretty freaking fantastic. But sometimes, sex is just sex, and it doesn't equal love. See you next time.
This has been Dating Tips with Teddy Smooth.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, teardrops made my eyes blur, cause I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'm never dishing of the raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true. Holding in my laugh as I say that I love you, saying I'm more, kissing you on the ear, whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy, and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love. Delight, how sweet. I gotta find me a girl to make my life complete. You can scratch my back, we'll get cozy and huddle. I'll lay down my jacket so you can walk over a puddle. I'll give you a rose, pull out your chair before we eat. kiss you on the cheek and say, ooh, girl, you're so sweet. It's deja vu whenever I'm with you. I could go on forever telling you what I do. But where you at? You're neither here nor there. I swear I can't find you anywhere. Damn sure ain't in my closet or under my rug. This love search is really making me bug. And if you know who you are, why don't you make yourself seen? Take a chance with my love and you'll find out what I mean. Fantasies can run, but they can't hide. And when I find you, I'ma pour all my love inside. I need love. Hold you, never scold you, just love you. Suck on your neck, caress you and rub you. Grind, moan, and never be alone. If you're not standing next to me, you're on the phone. Can't you hear it in my voice? I need love bad. I got money, but love something I never had. I need your ruby red lips, sweet face and all. I love you more than a man who's 10 feet tall. I watch the sunrise in your eyes. We're so in love when we hug, we become paralyzed. Our bodies explode in ecstasy unreal. You're as soft as a pillow and I'm as hard as steel. It's like a dreamland, I can't lie, I've never been there. Maybe this is an experience that me and you can share. Clean and unsoiled, yet sweaty and wet. I swear to you, this is something I'll never forget. I need love. No longer a playboy on the run. I need something that's stronger. Friendship, trust, honor, respect, admiration. This whole experience has been such a revelation. It's taught me love and how to be a real man. To always be considerate and do all I can. Protect you, you're my lady and you mean so much. My body tingles all over from the slightest touch of your hand. And understand, I'll be frozen in time till we meet face to face and you tell me your mind. If I find you, girl, I swear I'll be a good man. I'm not gonna leave it in destiny's hands. I can't sit and wait for my princess to arrive. I gotta struggle and fight to keep my dream alive. I search the whole world for that special girl. When I finally find you, watch our love unfurl. I need love. Fantasies, they go through my mind, and I've come to realize that I need true love. And if you want to give it to me, girl, make yourself seen. I'll be waiting. I love you.
CFA is pleased to announce the 7th annual Sewan Mela and Bollywood Under the Stars event. The event takes place on the 13th and the 14th of June 2009 at the Lumberman's Arch in Stanley Park. The cross-culture celebration is going to be a crowd pleaser, various world music, multicultural dances and Bollywood Indian films. For more information, please visit the website www.safa.ca. The SAFA invites you all to be part of this amazing weekend for cultural harmony.
Welcome back to CITR's newest radio show. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. I'm talking about love tonight, all about love. I went for a bike ride earlier today, and that was LL Cool J's I Need Love. You know, sitting alone in my room when I hear my conscience call. I just, something spoke to me today. Memories. Well, actually, not really. I only discovered it, like, recently. I don't really remember LL Cool J from 87. I was a little too. I think that was the second year I lived in Victoria. Mm. I moved from a farm, so I had no concept of. My parents wouldn't even let me watch the Smurfs.
I gotcha.
This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. I'm here with E-Rock. We also are talking about love. We're also going to talk about music waste a little bit later. We're also going to talk with Melissa James and Kate Kroll from their new documentary, No Fun City, which you can check out at nofuncity.org. And we also have Franklin T. Schneider going to make his debut. Well, you might have heard him on past shows because he's talked a little bit, but this is his first real theater segment that he's put together for us, and we're excited to have him in studio. We also have upcoming events a little bit later in the show. But first, here in studio, we have a lovely young lady who is also super. And her name happens to be Super, and it was fate. You know how weird things like this happen? She told me she was going to sing about love tonight. So please welcome Super to Cab Radio. Hello, Super.
Hi,
there's no clapping. I should have a clap button. But when we clap like that, when we listen back on the podcast, it just doesn't sound very good. It's like one guy going,
yay. I'll take what I can get.
There's millions of people out there listening.
Yes.
We know this, but...
Millions and millions. And if you want to check out the podcast, you can go to iTunes, search CITR-Cab Radio. So, Super, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, tonight we're going to play some jazz.
Play some jazz.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm here with Joseph Lubinsky-Mast and Dave Blake.
And we're going to hear some jazz from you?
Yeah, we're going to play some jazz.
You didn't know I was going to talk about love tonight, but your first song tonight...
I didn't.
Is it about love?
Or does it
just have love in the title?
Both.
Is it scorned love? Is it love in your
like
heart?
It's kind of like torchy, scorchy love.
Torchy, scorchy love.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds very interesting. So let's get right into it. This is Super here on Cab Radio with... what's the name of the song?
It's called Comes Love.
Comes Love.
Comes a rainstorm, put your rubbers on your feet. Comes a snowstorm, you can get a little heat. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes a fire, then you know just what to do. Blow a tire, you can get another shoe. Comes love, nothing can be done. Don't try hiding, 'cause there isn't any use. You'll start sliding when your heart turns on the juice. Comes a headache, you can lose it in a day. Comes a toothache, see your dentist right away. Comes love, you can hide behind the door. Comes love, Another break comes love. Nothing can be done. Nothing can be done. Nothing can be done.
Are you a UBC student taking first year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A plus, here I come.
Back here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM. Catch us online at CITR.ca, or you can catch the podcast the next day, same website, or on iTunes, search CITR-Cab Radio. We're here tonight. Tonight's show, talking about love. I was out bike riding today. I'm all about love here in the city. You can feel it. All the animals are about getting some booty calls and getting some...
I got a couple squirrels in the backyard.
Do you? Mm. E-Rock's here along with me, and we both have something really weird. We were going to talk about an upcoming event, but neither of us have a gig on Sunday this week. It's very strange. We won't be talking about those in the upcoming events, but we will have some upcoming events a little bit later in the show. We also have No Fun City producer, directors coming on the show. They're just in the other room over there.
Melissa?
They're going to be coming up just next. And then we also have Franklin T. Schneider, who is, wow, this guy knows theater. And he gives you just wait till you meet this guy. I mean, you probably heard him on some of the other shows we did. He did some reporting during the Burlesque Festival for us. And he also was also part of the very first show. So you can check those out and check the podcast. You can check out some of him. But he's going to actually be doing his first debut theater report here, so I'm pretty excited. But we are talking about love, and you know, earlier I talked about love in the sense of, you know, settling down, finding that squirrel for the nuts, and you know, and getting.
I think you were talking about pigeons.
Well, I was talking about pigeons because the pigeons next door to me fuck every afternoon. And I apologize, I did give the warning, but that's what they do. It doesn't look like they're making love. They're just up there like male. You know, male pigeons like, what's up, girl? I just want to, you know, it doesn't seem very lovey when he's like biting her neck. Well, maybe that's to some people that's love. I don't know. There's all sorts of love these days. You never know what you're going to get. But in talking about love, I also think about sometimes love can be sometimes overrated, maybe just because people use it too much. Like, everyone says they're love, but I've been in love once, you know, in love, and I knew it, and it was in love. I don't think that people fall in love that often, or maybe I just don't. I don't know. Because people use it all the time. They say, I love you. But do they really mean that? Are they in love, or they just, like, love you because you take care of me and you love?
I think it's usually said to get somebody in bed, isn't it?
Well, that's a very, you know, negative way of thinking, E-Rock.
Wow.
But yes, that is used quite often. In fact, all the time. I've never done that. I've only actually told one girl I've ever loved her, so that's just me.
I guess the only reason I say that is because most girls will say, I love you, to get me in bed, so...
Oh, well...
You know, I've just been tricked that way a few times, and...
I had one girl one time tell me that she loved enough for the both of us.
Oh, wow.
It was very scary. But anyways, but the other point I want to talk about is just, like, why not just get together and have fun, you know? You want to, you know, create a booty call. You can kind of love them in that fun way. So, again, I want to get back to music here, and it's all about booty calls. So, booty call here on Cab Radio. We with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be back with No Fun City after this.
And we might be baked.
No, it's just, you know, computerized equipment being all funny. So yeah. I'm just going to talk a little bit more here because I don't really have anywhere to go. But let's talk about love. Let's talk about what's coming up on the show in the next week. Oh, there it is.
We'll get back to it.
Just like a booty call. Sometimes it shows up when you don't expect it.
You never know when it's coming.
Alcoholic cordial. Savour the old English cordial, originally distilled from Devon herbs and spices, using the secret recipe handed down through generations, and still one of Devon's most popular imbibes. Traditionally drunk, two parts lovage to one part brandy, as a soothing winter warmer. But if you want something a little more explicit, we recommend two parts. parts Hennessy to one part Lovage. Enjoy, baby.
I love the Lovage, baby.
Oh, yes, we're talking about love here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR's newest radio show. We're here every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. We go till we're drunk, or as someone else says, till whenever, although usually we like to end it around 12:45, around there. We'll see. We'll see what we like to play tonight. Sometimes we like to play a little bit more music, because after I get off the air, I put on a little bit of music that will replay until about 6 a.m. when the BBC. And tonight I've actually picked Delhi to Dublin, the remixes. So, you know, this weekend at Dollhouse, we're actually doing a Temple of Boom party with Bhangra and all that. So it kind of inspired me a little bit. So stay tuned for that after the show. Just a little bit earlier, we had Super on, and she was...
Super.
No, she really was. She's going to come back with her... couple gentlemen callers who are playing the bass and guitar, and they're going to come back a little bit later in the show and play a couple more tunes for you. And Franklin T. Schneider is also on the program. But first, you know, Vancouver has long been known for a city that has, it sort of has lots of culture within it, but it doesn't actually have a lot of places to expose that culture. It's sometimes known as a no-fun city. It's a city known for, you know, glass high-rises and a populace that's safely tucked into bed by 10 p.m. And, you know, here in Vancouver, we just got to fix that. Don't bust me like that. That was so smooth. But we're here with two ladies that put together a new documentary called No Fun City. You can check it out at nofuncity.org. We have Melissa and Kate with us. Welcome to the studios.
Yo. Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you? Are you having fun?
We are, all the time, actually.
All the time. Yeah. Well, then why make a documentary called No Fun City?
Well, I think because we want people to have fun, and we want to point out that there's tons of ways to have fun, and, like, we have to keep making those things happen. Things like music waste.
Music, yeah, that starts today. I was talking about that a little bit earlier. It runs, there's, what, 100 bands and 25 venues?
Or some, yeah,
or
totally.
Some weird, yeah. Weird stat Saturday. Like that. Yeah, and... part of what they talked about, actually, and what they talked about in the trailer I saw for your film is that it's hard to find venues for these acts.
Yeah, well, like, there's lots of different issues. Some bands are, you know, they have a raw noise, or, you know, they're a noise band, and a regular venue, say, like, or somewhere like the Plaza is not going to put on a band like that, obviously. And then there's the problem where, I guess, a lot of the places that do allow those bands kind of get a bad rap from the city because they're not in, like, the most desirable neighborhoods. So I think that's kind of a big generalization, but it's a way of, like, seeing the problem.
There's a lot of politics there, too, that we probably won't get into right now, but...
yeah.
A lot of politics.
Yeah.
Of course there's going to be politics. There's all sorts of politics with stuff like that, because when you have experimental stuff or things that are different, even this show has felt it in the past, that people don't always accept that. So what is the main theme of your and how long is this documentary? Sorry, that was two questions. This is sort of that's a big no-no in the world of asking interviews, but how long is your film?
We're still in production.
Okay, so you're not sure. Because I saw your last... you did Shake, Rattle, and Roll,
yeah.
Right, Melissa?
Uh-huh.
And that ran 24 minutes. It was all about sort of rockabilly, subculture, probably actually... quite a lot of that could feed into this film, because some of those people also have problems finding venues as well, correct?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's still Vancouver music, so, I mean, it's still, those people are still going to face the same kind of problems. But this one, we intend for it to be, like, think about, you know, a TV hour, 48 minutes, once we get it finished.
48 minutes.
Yeah.
Leaves time for, what, 6 commercials?
How about no commercials?
So what's the theme for this film? The title kind of says it all, but I was watching the trailer, mm-hmm. and I didn't know Fun City, but then it lended more into, like, the East... music cultural scene from the trailer that
I think,
saw.
What's
the theme of
Try
it?
Trying to interrupt.
No,
okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I think that, you know, we think there's, like, a really great... music scene in East Vancouver, and a lot of art and a lot of really great things that are going on, and it's hard it's hard, I guess, for these things to get out, you know, into the city because of all of these venues having problems. And
I think, yeah, basically, it's about, like, the arts community and its struggle and what happens when the city or, you know, local business or corporations or the Olympics has an effect on a local arts community by pushing it out. And, like, it pushes out, I mean, if you look at, like, you know, say a bar gets gentrified, say somewhere like, I guess I shouldn't say it, but, like, the Met, you know? So that gets taken over, and then where do those people go that used to drink there? They spill out into the street, they go somewhere else, and then that place gets a bad reputation. And it's the same thing with music. So it's, like, as they go through and change these clubs and clean up the neighborhood, not only is the gentrification in the downtown east side affecting, you know, obviously, it's not to compare us to, like, the people in the downtown east side, but it affects, like, the arts community who are also in, I mean, in that neighborhood.
I just want to say before we go any further that this is CITR and we do happily engage in controversy. So if you want to talk about certain things that are like anti-Olympics, we're kind of all for it, you know? So don't be afraid to hold back just because you're on radio. I know you've done some other interviews in the last couple of days. Perhaps those stations didn't want you to say as much, but I believe in freedom of speech and so does this radio station. So if there's stuff you want to say about your project, then say it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just like you see the effects of gentrification on so many different levels, and when you see how it's been sweeping the downtown east side, it affects so many people on so many different levels, and that's why we're including, like, we want to have the opinions of people that live in the downtown east side. Like, how do they feel about having a new music venue in their neighborhood? Or how do they feel about having a five-star restaurant in their neighborhood and how this affects everyone? And it does affect the arts community because, I mean, a lot of rehearsal spaces are down there and all the venues are down there as well. So as things sweep through, like, how will that affect us? And it's already tough. It's already difficult. And it's been difficult for, like, you know, 20 years, 30 years since, or even if you go back and trace Van's history, I mean, it's always been, like, us against them, you know?
Well, the art scene generally is like that, I find, until you get past a certain point of popularity.
Oh, yeah, or if you cater to certain, like, tastes. But everyone, not everyone can.
If you do something that's a little bit different, then you're going to buck the trend a little bit. Talk about a little bit about some of the people you interviewed. Like Malice from the Sweatshop. You also interviewed Wendy.
Wendy 13. From the Cobalt,
From the Cobalt. And also, who's the guy from the Music Waste?
Cameron Reed.
Yeah, talk about a little bit about finding venues and what they had to say about the scene in their neighborhoods.
Malice was really interesting because we followed Malice when he was running the Sweatshop, which got closed down. So we followed him as he was running the Sweatshop, and then as the Sweatshop got shut down because it wasn't completely a legitimate venue, I guess you could say.
They basically didn't have enough permits for the types of, because they did all types of shows.
It's really hard to get permits in this city.
All these different permits for this.
You need a permit for kids.
You need a permit for a skateboard. You need a permit for. So they wanted him to get like 1,000.
Well, you have to invest, you know, like, so much money to make the buildings up to code, right? And it's kind of crazy. But anyway, so we followed Malice from where he had the Sweatshop, then the Sweatshop closed down.
Right.
What's he going to do? And now he's opening, they just opened this new venue, Dave Dupree, and Malice is kind of his right-hand man in this, and a new venue called the Rickshaw, which is on Hastings at Main.
Which used to be called The Shaw, which was a movie theater, showed a lot of Chinese films and stuff like that. And they actually have some guests coming in for Music Waste as well.
That's correct. It all ties in. So, Thursday is the Music Waste show at The Rickshaw, which everyone should check out.
It's going to be a really good show,
What about Wendy? I mean, she's been in that area for a long time with the Cobalt. How did, what sort of angle, what did you want to get out of her? Just her opinion on the east side?
Well, Wendy is a super interesting person, and, I mean, she ran for city council. She's done it twice. She's never made it, but we're still hoping that she will one day. She's very opinionated. She isn't someone who's afraid to, like, say what they really feel and what they, you know, she always gets her point across. So being like the punk rock mom of the downtown east side, I mean, she has a lot to say. She sees the worst kinds of people, and her shows, I mean, she'll let anyone play. she isn't worried, you know, is this going to be too loud? Is this going to affect my reputation? And she's, the Cobalt will always, like, still is, will always be a place where all these bands can go and play. So for her, I mean, her biggest fear is if she lost the Cobalt, I mean, where would all the bands go? You know, where would the people that like punk rock and all those, like, where would they go? Would be the last place. Like, when CBGB's closed, like, where does everyone go, you know?
Yeah, I've found that quite a bit. It just sort of ends up pushing people to the underground a little bit more, which the city doesn't like either, because then they can't control it. So it's sort of a weird...
That's why there's so many legal venues. Exactly. That's kind of what prompted the dock, is, like, when I moved here from Montreal, I was wondering, like, you know, there didn't seem to be very many places for live music or places that play the kind of music that I like. And then it took me a while to discover places like ER, like the emergency room and the sweatshop, because they're not legitimate and because they're underground. And I was wondering, like, why is that? Like, why is there such an abundance of places like that in the city? And then it was, that's, like, the question that kind of led to this film.
Yeah, I always wondered why these really, like, I've never had more fun than I've had at ER. That was, like, that was one of my favorite times in Vancouver. But I always wondered why these really fun places were illegal. And then as we started making the doc and as I started getting more involved, I realized why.
ER is the space that the students from Emily Carr put on, right? Yeah. And they've since, because of trouble, moved it back to the
parking lot.
The parking lot on Granville Island, correct?
Yeah.
So it's just, the city finds a way to keep shutting down those. So what did you get out of this? I mean, I know you're still editing and there's still sort of the message from it, but is there hope for Vancouver? Or because of the Olympics? Because I sit somewhere in the middle. Obviously, the Olympics cause a great deal of bad, but they also can cause some good. And I don't know where to sit sometimes, but mostly I sit on the bad side because they do push a lot of people and just for 2 weeks. But what did you discover on this journey through your documentary that surprised you, maybe, or just confirmed what you knew?
I think the struggles that every single venue owner or promoter that we've spoken to faces, and how consistent the city seems to be with making, like, giving them a hard time. And I mean, I know this is, like, a show where we can say whatever we want, but it seems kind of ridiculous. Like, even the rickshaw had a noise complaint on its opening night.
Last night.
On Main and Hastings.
9 p.m.
At 9
p.m.?
Yeah.
Really?
On Main, while people are, like, you know, shooting up and smoking crack, you know, and selling stolen goods.
Well,
you know, like, and some kids are having fun and playing
music,
some music.
It's,
yeah, it's hard. Yeah,
their trip.
That was one of the things I wanted to know too, because I remember maybe it was a quote Wendy talked about, or maybe it was on your website, nofuncity.org. Maybe she said it. I think it was her. No, I'm sure it's her. She said alleged complaints. Do you think there's ever, like, set up complaints? Do you think this is sort of a set up job, maybe? Or
I mean, who knows? It seems odd, and a lot of venue owners we've spoken to who have had these problems have asked themselves that question too. Whether it is or not, I mean, we...
Like, who are these complainers? You can never face your complainer because someone can call in from wherever, right?
Yeah,
well, like, the Cobalt had noise complaints recently, and they didn't know where they were from. The Astoria had noise complaints. I mean, a lot of places have noise complaints that seem strange because of the neighborhood that they're in, or because of... I mean, it's not even a residential kind of neighborhood. Yeah. So it does seem weird, but then again, you can't say that. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, you can't say that, and, like, we're definitely not going to say that.
I'm just saying, who knows, right?
But you know, yeah, Wendy
conspiracy
said,
theory.
I think
bit.
the thing that surprised me the most, like what you asked, was the fact that it is so hard to find out why. Because there are so many great bands here, and, like, that's why we interviewed people like, you know, Skinny Puppy, like, bands that came out of here that really put Vancouver on the map. And it seems like Canadian culture, we'd want to be promoting it, and it seems strange that there is so much, like, tension and there is such a difficulty. And that's really surprising because I can't seem to find a reason for it. And there's less violence at these clubs, and these aren't clubs where there's, like, you know, gangbangers. These are just small music venues with, like, art students playing small rock shows, and I don't see, like, what's so offensive about it.
And there are a lot of really, really...
Are they doing interpretive dance?
Because
that might be offensive. Just kidding. Sorry, Kate.
No, it's okay. Although, maybe you can come down and do a little dance or something.
I've actually thought about doing a burlesque interpretive dance number.
Oh, God.
Because I find it so hilarious.
What I was going to say is that there's a lot of really... Oh, God, they're doing a dance right now. There's a lot of really great bands in Vancouver that people don't get to hear, you know, because they're kind of... They are pushed underground. And so, I mean, Music Waste is great because it showcases a lot of...
Or there's people that don't come out because they're like, well, dude, why do I want to come out? The bar's going to close at 12 and it's going to suck. And, like, you know, as soon as I start having a good time, I'm going to have to go home. And it's like, we have to fight that. And I think that, like, we should have, like, a pro-fun, like, demonstration or something.
A pro-fun.
And show people that, you know, we're not going away and we want to, like, live like people do in other cities and, like, be able to stay out and have fun in the streets and have live music. And, I mean, those things should be, like, a right, you know?
Right.
My right to party.
Your right to party.
Yeah, don't tell us when to go to bed.
No, it's definitely one of the things, which is good to... They actually were thinking about decreasing the hours everywhere except for the Granville area for a while there and making everything close, which is, just seems ridiculous because you're just going to push more things underground, which for the city, if they really want to control things, which they tend to want to do, you'd think they would want to push them above so that, you know, at least they're paying taxes or whatever, right? Instead, they're pushing all these people to underground areas where they just find their fun. People are going to find their fun.
Yeah.
If they really want to. That's maybe something here in Vancouver we need to do. You know, you talk about the no fun city, but people really, I don't have trouble finding fun. I go look for it. You know, I want to find fun a lot of the time. But you want to, that's what you got to do. You got to look for fun here in Vancouver.
Yeah, and you got to keep, like, making things happen, like, keep putting on events and keep supporting events. And when a
supporting,
new venue opens, like the Rickshaw, go to it.
Yeah. Don't sure just be a maybe on Facebook.
Yeah.
Go there. If you're confirmed, be confirmed.
FB!
All right. We're here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. We've been talking to Melissa James, and also we've been talking to Kate Kroll, their new documentary. When do you expect the release?
Fall?
Fall of 2009, just before the Olympics. It's called No Fun City. You can check out all the info, including the trailer, on nofuncity.org. Would you like to say something?
Yeah.
Yes.
We just want to say something really quick.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, well, basically, we just want to put a call out to anyone, because we've been doing this documentary for almost a year, like, all out of our own pockets. We have barely any funding, if any funding at all, and sometimes we don't even have the right gear that we need.
We don't have jobs.
So if anyone wants to help, if anyone has photos of cool events that they've taken, if anyone has footage from, like, emergency room or the sweatshop or their own band that played a wicked show at a local venue, let us know. Go to nofuncity.org. And also, if anyone wants to come down and shoot shows or edit or, you know, do anything, because we like to make it a collaborative. We've got a bunch of really cool people that are helping us out, but we could always use more. So, nofuncity.org, and we would totally, like, love anyone's input.
And,
Nofuncity.org. Help these ladies out. Help them complete this passion project, because it's very important to complete passion projects, including why a lot of these venues really fight for what they have. It's because they are passionate about it. And it's something that you cannot ever, you know, recreate through branding or blah, blah, blah. It's something people have, and it's something people love. And that's all. So nofuncity.org. Give them a hand. Check it out. Check out their link. And I'd just like to thank you ladies for being on the show. We're going to let you go, and we're going to pay some bills. But thank you for being on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth.
Thank you.
And
thank
here
you.
Is a little bit of CITR that equals fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
fun.
While
fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle with care, and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. baby. Oh, baby.
Can you get off the computer and go do something?
Oh, Mom.
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
All right, well, we were talking about a little bit earlier, but Music Waste starts today, and it goes until June 13th. That's over 100 bands, and they're all over the place this year. Bands like Japan Droids, Sex with Strangers, and Twin Crystals. And the festival this year has also included art and comedy venues, so it's just something you gotta go see. You know what? A whole festival pass is only gonna cost you $15, so you gotta check it out. Shows are usually $5 or less. Check them out at musicwaste.ca for the full schedule, the bio, all that crazy stuff. Also, tomorrow night, now, I don't know if I've talked about this too much on the show, but I'm kind of a mid-level beer snob, and so I usually don't promote businesses, but this is kind of a fun thing to do. It's called Dick's Brewhouse. It's on Beattie Street, and they're right by the stadium there, and they're having their 10-year anniversary, and they're celebrating by having casks of IPAs from all their brew houses. There's 5 of them. They'll be putting a cask of 4-month-old barley wine out to taste. And if you don't know what barley wine is, then you have to investigate beer a little bit more, because it's pretty tasty stuff. And a 4-month-old barley wine, wow, okay, that's going to be good. And they're also going to put out some smoked lamb curry dishes to match up with all the hoppy beers. So it's a good time. It's curry dishes and good spicy beer. It'll all be good. That's 5 p.m. tomorrow at Dick's Brewery on Beattie Street, right by BC Place. Check it out. It's good beer. Like, go investigate good beer, because it's worth it.
You might as well, and it's free.
It's worth it. Okay, Saturday, Screaming Chicken presents the Cock and Tassel Review, a very special burlesque recital featuring the graduates of Screaming Chicken's Being Burlesque, which Being Burlesque is actually the second course. They already did Becoming Burlesque. Now they're Being Burlesque, so it's sort of a course where they've just gone beyond becoming. And this is exciting, there's a Becoming Boyless class this time. So that's right, 8 of Vancouver's up and coming burlesque performers with 6 virgin boylesquers all showing off their new tricks. Jokes, you know. Yeah, okay. That's this Saturday, June 13th. That's from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. sharp. The Red Room is brutal for that. They want you off at like 10:55. So, but not the Red Room's brutal. They just want their DJ in there. That's going to be at the Red Room, which is at 398 Richard Street. That is the Cock and Tassel Review. Also Saturday, after that show, why not head over to the Dollhouse Studios on 42 West 8th, because Sweet Soul is presenting another show. In the tradition of Sweet Soul's sassy and sexy and scant clothed party themes, this one is good. This one is all about erotic, exotic music, sumptuous decor, provocative performances. It's called Dollhouse's Temple of Boom.
Boom.
And I also got some Temple of Boom inspired beats coming on for you after the show. It's also going to be featuring Beats Without Borders, Tear and Spoon, our ever amazing Dollhouse resident, because I say our because I work there too, DJ K-Tel, and the booming bass of Mikros Douglas, who is also a CITR DJ. Catch him on Beats from the Basement Saturdays, 9 p.m. to 11. Plus, there's going to be 2 full sets. Now, if you come to the shows, you know sometimes there's only usually 1 set, but it's 2 full sets of performances starting at 11 with Bhangra and Belly Dancers, as well as Sweet Souls, Lola Frost, Cherry on Top, Crystal Precious, and Cara Milk. We talked about it earlier. This is amazing. Both of us don't have a Sunday time this week. No kitty nights this week, and no speakeasy music night this week. So don't go to either one of those venues. Well, you can go check out, but you don't expect kitty nights or the speakeasy music night, the talent night with E-Rock, because we both have the week off. So you know what else is Sunday? Actually, I just thought of this. I didn't even write it down. Sunday is car-free day across the city. So check out Main Street, check out Commercial Drive. There's one in Kits, there's one downtown. It's a car-free day. Seriously, bring your bike and go to all these venues. Maybe grab a few adult sody pops, put them in the backpack and ride around. Because I know I've been to the Commercial one and the Main Street one a couple times, and they're both rad. So that's this Sunday. So check it out all day Sunday. I think it's 12 till 7, I believe. Also, Monday and every Monday night, it's the Evil Bastard Karaoke Experience. Motto: drink, smoke, sing, repeat. The Pub 340, Canby Street near Hastings, cheap booze, fabulous prizes, and new songs every week. Well, that's upcoming events for this week. And we're going to talk about a little bit more about love. You know, I've been talking about all about love, because earlier today. I went for a bike ride and saw the bathing suits, and I don't know. I seem to fall in love every couple minutes. So I need to play a song for you that will indicate how I feel about the love. And I'm just going to tell you all about it while I plug this in. And, you know, it's funny because earlier we talked about I need love.
I thought you were giving me a masturbating motion. I was like, what are you doing here? No, he's trying to get the plug. I gotcha.
You got it. Erux. He's the technology. He's the ministry of music.
There's just so many things going on in the studio right now. It's amazing.
So first I needed love. Then I had a booty call. Mm. And now I think that I'm falling back in love again.
Ooh.
Because it seems, you know, you walk down the street, you see these pretty girls, you want to fall back in love again. I'm going to fall back in love again, but while we're doing that, I'm going to go get Franklin T. Schneider, and I'm also, we're going to bring in Super for another little bit, and we're going to finish off the show with a theater review, and then later on we're going to have some more jazzy vocals. So stay tuned to Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Back in Love by LTD.
I just don't believe it. Back in love. Tuesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Back here in CITR 101.9 FM's newest radio show. We're in their station. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. I'm here with E-Rock. We've been talking all night about love. Earlier, I talked about needing love. Then I talked about a booty call. And then I'm back in love again. And just all sorts of... It's just the tumble-turny, twisty world of love. Mixed emotions. And then we had Super... in a little bit earlier with her song Come Love. We also have them coming back in mere minutes, probably in about 10 or 15. I guess that's not mere, but it's mere enough.
Mm.
Mere enough. We also had Melissa James and Kate Kroll from their documentary they're putting out called No Fun City. Check them out at nofuncity.org. They actually need a little bit of help if you love the East Van sort of culture, the underground, the theater, the everything, and you want to help out a great cause. They're looking for people to help them out with, you know, editing, with pictures of cool events you've been at maybe that represent the East Side. So if you think that's you, hit them up at nofuncity.org and send them a message. Because everyone needs a little help. But I'm excited. I'm excited right now. I once fell in love with this man for his straight-up honesty. He was on our first show, and he was also reporting for me live during the Burlesque Festival. Please welcome, for the first ever Franklin T. Schneider Theater Review, Franklin T. Schneider.
Thank you, Teddy. E-Rock, good to see you.
Mm.
How are you, gentlemen, tonight? You're sounding lovely out there on the airwaves coming in.
Well, we're talking about love, Frank.
Oh, it's beautiful. Talking
about love, baby.
Love.
I know you know about love.
My life is love.
You love the theater.
Oh, I love everything, but I love the theater more than anything.
Really. And love is the theme, and we were talking just before we came on the air that love is actually playing a big theme in the theater community, right?
Absolutely.
Now.
Really, that's what theater's about. I mean, if you don't love theater, you've got no place in it. You may as well leave. That is why you are there, because you love what you're doing. You love creating, you love sharing, you love making the world a better place through theater, through connecting with people one-on-one, your brains, your hearts, your guts, everything out there on the boards. That's love.
Why do people love theater?
Why do people love
theater?
People love theater for a lot of different reasons. I think everything is individualistic when it comes down to your absolute true love. But why should people love theater?
Now, can I just quickly intervene and say, what sort of people are we talking? Are we talking the actors of theater?
No,
or are we
no.
talking the or the people coming to see?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, why should the people come to
the
see
people.
Theater? Why should people love
right.
theater and want yeah. to support it?
Mm-hmm.
Because this city needs them, too, I'll tell you that much.
Mm.
But really, they should, because it's visceral. It's right there. It's not you're watching something on a screen and you're thinking, oh, God, doesn't Tom Cruise look great in that outfit this time? I mean, he's got this whole... I'm going to buy one of those things. Forget that. You want to go to the theater. You want to see somebody up there that you don't know who they are, because suddenly that guy that you may actually know from that TV show, because you saw it one night, late night TV on Sci-Fi, he's up there and he's somebody else. He's talking, and what he's talking is actually affecting you, because you're seeing it affect people. You're feeling it affect people. There's none of this music underscored on a screen and a flash cut and a car blowing up. You're talking about people with real emotions that you can feel in the room. They're reaching out and touching you.
Mm.
Sometimes, literally, it's actually kind of exciting.
Interactive theater.
Exactly.
Interactive theater.
I saw some of you in that. Actually, you in some of that, I think, is more the appropriate term.
Oh, by the seat of our panties?
Exactly.
Yeah, we touched a little bit.
Exactly.
I showed my bum.
Oof. I saw his bum.
I saw the bum. It was that was great. That was, you know, Franklin?
Yes.
That was my first ever live theater performance.
I know.
I mean, I did like a sort of one last year where I had like a minor role, but this was a full on, you know, we put a whole musical together in a month.
Did you not fall in love with it? Every day that I talked to you, you would come out of rehearsal. You'd say, "Oh my God, I had such a great day today. I learned how to sing this. Oh my God, I had such a great day today. I learned how to do this." Every day you came out of rehearsal, I saw a greater love in your eye for what you were doing. Is that not true?
I did love it. The only thing, the only thing I would have to say about theater is, you know, the money is shit.
Like I said, we're doing it because we love it, not because we're getting paid.
I know.
You gotta, so come out and support.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. No, I did love every day. I mean, I learned how to sing. I learned how to dance. I learned how to even be in a theater because I come from a lot more film background. Mm-hmm. So, you know, setting up scenes are not always in this order to do a whole play where you're going from
start
A to B.
Finish. There is no safety net. There's no cut. There's
and
no
doing two shows in one night exactly. Where, you know, some of the lines change a little bit is something to get used to, right? But no, it was very cool. I said to E-Rock, I personally don't like watching musicals, but I love being in them.
Nice.
You know, nice. I like watching musicals when they're in cartoon form.
Fair enough.
But live people singing kind of freaks me out. But I love being in it. Mm. I love being in it. So what else? We had the girls here with the No Fun City.
Exactly.
And you mentioned something as well about it being the same for theater. I mean, we all fit in the same bubble a little bit.
Yes, it's very true. The girls were talking about one of the theaters I was talking to them about, and there was the Rickshaw.
Rickshaw
apparently,
just opened.
It's a gorgeous old theater.
It is.
It's been abandoned.
I was there the other day.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet. It's just down the street from the Pantages, which is another theater in that neck of the woods. Now, what I just learned recently is that they are planning... Now, the Pantages was big in the news for quite a while because the developer was going to turn it into a cultural theater space for live art performances and then put condos on top of it and around it and really, you know, make it a good base in that neighborhood, which Woodward's was supposed to do, but now that's all falling out. Everybody's talking right. about it. You know, this was going to be something else that was anchoring that community. Unfortunately, it's gone by the wayside. The city's not holding the developer to the heritage markings, and they're looking at knocking the whole thing down, putting up condos. I mean, look at this. At one point in time, Vancouver was a fun city. Hmm. Vancouver had theaters in that area, like several.
Maine and Hastings used to bring people from around the world,
exactly.
Entertainers. That was like the spot.
I mean, you go back to the old penthouse, like what it was before it became a strip club, and it had one of the best impresarios in the entire West Coast. Hmm. You had guys touring through
Frank
there.
Sinatra,
exactly.
All those guys.
Oh,
man.
Please,
it
you know, like anybody who played
de
Vegas
la creme.
Played Vancouver at mm-hmm. the same time. You know, they go to North or Thunder Bay when they come up on the from the Chicago circuit, and then come out here, and then go back down south. This city had a lot of culture and had a lot of love for artists. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's fallen by the wayside.
I think we have a lot of
money.
Culture. They just don't have a lot of love for the artists. We still have a lot of culture.
We do.
There's a lot of people with a lot of culture. They just the city doesn't love us.
Exactly.
They used to love us.
They used to.
We got to make them love us again. See? It's all about love, Frank. It's all about love.
And you know what I'd like to see here? Because, I mean, there was something else I was going to follow up with. And there was a very interesting thing that came out recently. Like, Campbell threw all this money out at the arts and the culture, you know, in order to get reelected. And now they've actually slashed everything by 40-50% on the arts and cultural bills that they're dumping
really?
Out back into the community. It's like, hey, we got in.
I didn't think politicians ever went back on their word, though.
Oh, it's a new thing, apparently.
Right.
Yeah, it has to do with getting your photo taken in Hawaii. Anyways, he's slashing this. So I wanted to mention that on June 25th, 26th, at the Vancouver Public Library, they're having a Vancouver Arts Summit that is going to be addressing certain parts of these things about the cultural spaces that Vancouver needs. And what the girls were talking about these theaters and about these spaces that have been, what are we saying? They've been brought back by the artists themselves. The blood, sweat, tears, the love
passion.
Of the artist, exactly, is in there. They're clawing through this stuff that's been crushed over for 10 years. It's been had everybody shoved on top of it in regards to junkies trying to gentrify out of all the little condos that Vancouver's building around. But the love of the artist seeping up from the ground has cleaned these spaces back out again. And that's what this city needs, is small to medium-sized venues where artists like yourselves, like everybody around us, the ladies who were in here before, everybody that they speak to and everybody they represent, can actually have a space to create fun. It's like what you said earlier, Teddy, where you go out and you seek fun, and you find it, you also create it. You're out there, and that's the love of creating, that you're out there bringing culture to this city. And you look at all these condos, right? Everybody's getting ready for the condos to come in, for the Olympics to come here, and then the world to come in. Well, everybody's going to love it. The world's going to love this city. They're going to go, oh, my God, look at this place. It's beautiful. I could buy a condo. I can come around a whole bunch of years. And they're going to get here and go, what? They're going to go down to the Roxy?
Yeah.
They're going to hang out at the Roxy Burger when it closes? Come on.
And they go out till like 2 a.m. Most of the rest of the world, they know that they're adults and can stay out until like 6 or 7 and be at a cool club. I mean, you go almost anywhere else, man. You can stay out till like 6 or 7 and have fun. Like, why can't we do that?
And everything's open. Yeah. And tell me, like, what theater person, and you know these yourselves, is not a night owl?
Oh,
we want
everyone.
We want like
what artist is not.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe it's a little, it's the love self-serving, but I think that most of the world feels that. We all want to, you know, when you're dancing and you're at a time here in Vancouver where you're dancing and all of a sudden it's like tick, 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 2 o'clock, like see you later.
Okay,
there's very few venues in this city that will actually allow you to stay past, especially because a lot of these venues can't serve booze, so most people will start to leave anyways, because not that we need booze, but people like booze. Mm-hmm. And so you're forcing people under the underground. That's what we talked about earlier. Just so you know, in case you're tuning in, this is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. We're here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're talking about love. We're also talking about theater. We got Franklin T. Schneider here with his theater review. Now, Frank, let's get into some theater review.
All right.
Do you have some shows that you've seen in the little bit here?
I did recently.
And are we expecting something good? Or
with love, which is really, really nice. It fell in there. There was, and actually I think you'll get to see at least one of these again somewhere across Canada, if not the other one being brought back sometime soon. One of my first favorites that I saw was Studies in Motion.
Studies?
I saw that at the Playhouse. I believe it was an Electric Company production. This was kind of an amalgamation of several things they've worked on before, but they've incorporated it into a larger piece, and there was a narrative all the way through, which I talked to some folks, and they said, yeah, most of their stuff doesn't have it. Some of their stuff does. This was well done. Beautifully designed, beautifully acted. The choreography of this, not just from the actor's standpoint in the movement, but the lighting, the sound effects, everything that tied together, the meticulous detail that went into it, that's love. Mm-hmm. It was just stupendous. And that, I believe, is actually going to be touring across Canada. I think it's going to Alberta. Awesome. Where it goes past that, I'm not entirely sure. But check them out. Electric Company. One of the small companies in town that don't really have a good venue to continually work in.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were saying earlier. Another one I saw was Dying City. It was written by a New Yorker named Christopher Shin, but it was directed by Ben Ratner here with Kerry Shinsky and Ben Cotton in it. Great job. It's actually the story of a relationship of three people. One of them happens to be twin brothers. One guy's alive, one guy's dead. We got a little bit of flashback action going on here. And the woman that was married to one of them, and now the other guy's in love with her. Very complicated, but very interesting at the same time. A lot of political stuff thrown in there. Kind of post 9/11 New York. Not a huge amount of 9/11, but definitely following up the Iraq War. Mm. Interesting stuff. Very good.
I went to school with a guy by the name of Ben Cotton.
Really?
I wonder if it is the same guy.
I don't know. Was he look like sure. tall, a little taller than you, kind of similar build?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, it's been a while since I've seen him. It was high school, elementary school that I went with him, so a few years back.
But, great guy. Good guy. Yes, I've got a chance to work with him before. I like Ben. He's a really good actor.
Cool.
And the last one I saw recently was called... are you familiar with Neil LaBute?
Mm-hmm.
The Company of Men, right?
Yep.
His latest piece, Canadian premiere here in Vancouver, was called Fat Pig.
Fat Pig.
Yes. You know, it's, you know, like Neil to, you know, not pull any punches there. It's straight out in front of you.
Fat
and
Pig.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
It's one of those plays that is, you know what? This is what people think, and I'm going to put it back in their faces because, you know, not everybody's polite enough to actually have an understanding of what they're talking about or thinking about. And this guy is. Really good. It presses a lot of the themes that we saw. Well, I'm not going to say it pressed a lot of the themes, but it's brought some of the themes from In the Company of Men back in. You know, we've got the typical guy who's all about the image. We've got the crazy ex-girlfriend. I'm sure we can all relate to that. We've got
love.
You know, the new love relationship and the young guy who's in it himself. I enjoyed the production. I thought it was really, really good. I thought that we might have gotten a little more into Neil's material, you know, gotten a bit of harder bite out of it. It definitely sank its jaws into me, but it didn't give me that kind of, you know, like dog tearing at your wrist kind of, you know, you're not getting away from me kind of thing. But it was good. It was good. Beautiful design on that one, too. Itai or Dal, great stuff. Great stuff. So, yeah, those were the three that I saw. Unfortunately, I haven't made it as much as I wanted to. I'm actually got the joy of starting to work on a little bit of my own, but I'll tell you about that some other day.
Well, that's perfect. You got to keep working because I know that you're a guy that loves love and the fun and creating your own fun here in Van City, and you like to make this city fun and you like to be part of the fun. So, Franklin Absolutely. C. Snyder. Thank you for being on Cabaret, the first ever Franklin T. Snyder Theater Review. There'll be many more here to come on Cabaret, don't you worry. Franklin will be back. We'll also be back, but we've been talking about love. First I talked about it, I needed love, then I wanted a booty call, then I was back in love again, but then I just started to wonder, is love just a feeling? Is it? Is it?
I'm not sure.
We'll find out. We'll be back with Super just after this. Cabaret.
And I led it to you and into your
Love is Only a Feeling by the Darkness here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR's news radio show, 101.9 FM. We have been talking about love, and, you know, love is a love roller coaster, but we're not going to quite get into that roller coaster just yet. Just get a little tease of what's going to maybe come up in a little bit, because love is a roller coaster, but we're just going to fade that down there and come back to that a little bit later on in the show. We have been talking about love all night long. We talked about love with No Fun City Girls, about the love and the passion of the East Side music scene. We talked about love of theater with Franklin D. Schneider. We even had a song about love at the top show, Super, called Come Love, correct?
That's right.
And we're going to also be playing a few more songs here. What kind of tunes are we getting to this time, Super?
Well, I guess going along with the theme of the evening, we're going to do some more tunes about love.
Some more tunes about love?
Yeah.
Changed it up a little bit?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. I like that, you know. Oh, sorry. We're going to do this. My buddy's chatting away. I thought you could set that up. Is that good?
That's perfect.
There you are. All right, that was my mistake. Not so smooth moment here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. We didn't set up the mic for the two dudes in the background. Introduce us to your band once again.
On guitar, David Blake.
David Blake. Woo!
And on the bass, Joseph Lubinsky Mast.
There, you want to get the snaps going? All right, the snaps. Sweet, the jazz snaps. All right. So, what do we got? You were telling me about some love song you were going to play. What are we going to hear this time?
Yeah, we're going to do a tune called Deed I Do.
Deed I Do.
And indeed, I do love you, Teddy.
Oh, well, thank you. We only just met. But sometimes love is like that.
It's true. Do I love you? Oh my, do I?
I do.
I do.
Super. Super. Now, you're also going to be back next week on the show, but this time you're bringing three other lovely ladies. Is that correct?
It's true. I'm going to be back here next week with another band that I sing with called the Marmaladies.
The Marmaladies. And what can we expect from the Marmaladies?
Well, we're a four-voice a cappella quartet, hence the four. Sassy, saucy ladies.
Sassy. Sassy, saucy.
That's right.
Perfect. Perfect. That's what you need for love. You need sassiness and you need sauciness. And we're talking about love here. Also, if people want to find your music, where can they find you?
They can find me at www.myspace.com/supersings.
Super Sings. Perfect. That's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Like super, S-U-P-E-R?
Yeah, S-I-N-G-S, because that's what I do.
That is super, and that is simple. It's a whole bunch of S's in there. Now, we're almost out of time, but why don't you guys take us out on another track here? Just before we do our closing moments, what other love song could you possibly throw at us?
Well, this is kind of a like an ultimatum love song.
Oh, like, give me a ring?
Well, like, get it together. Are you in or are you out?
One of those. Yeah, there's a lot of fence-sitting people out in the world right now.
Yeah.
You gotta say love me or don't, or let me go or not, you know?
Yeah, love me or leave me.
Love me or leave me.
Yeah.
All right. I know that feeling well.
Oh, Teddy.
I do. I do. No, it's not a sad moment, it's just a realization of that I know that feeling well. So there we go. What's the song called?
It's called Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby.
Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby.
I got a guy who's always late anytime we have a date, but I love him. Yes, I love him. Walk right up to his gate, see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want him. I'm gonna ask him. I said, is you is or is or you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. When you're sure of one, you find he's gone and made a change. It's you is or is or you ain't my baby. Lately, baby's found somebody new. Thank you. is gone and made a change. It's you is or is or you ain't my baby. Lately, baby's found somebody new. Whoa, is my baby still my baby?
Can we get, yes, thank you, everybody. Yes. Nice.
Now we need to smoke one.
What a great show we've had here. Why not? We're talking about love. Why shouldn't it be great? Love should be great, right? Thank you very much, Super.
Thanks for having us, Teddy.
Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you down here sing live for us, and we're going to see you here next week with the rest of the ladies for the Marmaladies. And don't forget, also in that show, we have Susie Shameless, and she's going to be doing a live in-studio sexual lube tasting to let you know just which is the very best lube that you should be using on your partner. That's all next week. It's going
to
be crazy.
Something everybody wants to know.
Something, exactly. We're trying to get a hold of a bacon flavor, and we've been unsuccessful. So if you know where you can get bacon-flavored lube, just to try it, just to see. Who knows? You never know, right? Maybe, you know, that bacony taste with the saltiness? I don't know. Like, maybe.
I can make a good bacon martini, but I don't know about bacon lube.
We're even talking to a few people about making lube, because, like, why couldn't you make your own lube at home? You know, like, you make Play-Doh.
don't they tell you not to use your home oils and your...
No, but if it's just like anything. If you knew how to make it, you could be making your own instead of buying someone else's product.
Maybe not to say I haven't tried these things, so...
I don't know. We're going to talk all about that next week. That's next week on the show. This show, we're talking about love, and next week you should tune in because we're going to be talking about lube. Love and then some lube. It goes well together, you know? You want to maybe...
Four-letter words, start with L.
Exactly.
There you see? Super knows what's going on. Super's going to be back with the Marmaladies. Many thanks to my guest this week. We had Super on playing some music with her Gentlemanly Gents in the background. We also had Franklin T. Schneider with his very first theater review. Many thanks to Frank. And we had Melissa James and Kate Kroll on from their new film, their documentary coming out in the fall of 2009 called No Fun City. You can check them out at nofuncity.org as well. They're looking for submissions for photos of cool parties you've been to in the East Side and all that sort of stuff. So if you want to contribute to that and feel the love and the passion of the East Side, then maybe you want to, send it over to nofuncity.org.
I was just going to quickly ask, do you guys have any shows coming up, or...?
I have something coming up with, not these guys, but with someone else, in Whistler on June the 26th at the Chop House restaurant, and I think we'll be there from 3 until 7, and then we're back again on July 17th.
Cool. Awesome.
Thanks for asking.
Well, I mean, I just...
He's feeling the love.
I'm feeling the love.
He loves live music.
I'm getting flustered right now.
Just to remind you, no kitty nights this week, no talent night with E-Rock this week either. So Sunday is free. And you know what? That's super cool because Sunday is a good day to have some fun in the sun in the daytime because it's car-free day all over Vancouver. Main Street, Commercial Drive, Kitsilano, the West End is also going to have one. So get on your bike.
Or grab a few.
What's that?
Unicycles.
Unicycles, if you're into that sort of thing.
Mm. Skateboards?
Yeah, my dog loves skateboards. So
rollerblades.
Rollerblades. What did
fruit boots.
That's what the roller derby called them.
Fruit boots.
Those classic.
I was told when I
we
said.
Went to the roller derby this week. Just wanted to quickly say that was an awesome time. So if you check out a roller derby, it's awesome. All right, we've been talking about love here all night. First I needed love, then I got a booty call, then I was back in love again. Then I wondered, is love only a feeling? And now I just think love is a roller coaster. So that's it. That's all I got to say. Thanks for tuning in this week. We'll see you next Tuesday at 11 on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9. FM, or catch the podcast on CITR.ca or on iTunes, CITR-Cab Radio. I'm Teddy Smooth, E-Rock. Many thanks to my guest tonight. This is Love Roller Coaster by Ohio Players from Funk Classics. Yeah. Next week, Lubin and the Marmaladies.
Just in, Tuesday. Thursday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaradio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaradio.